Ooh.
There he is.
Well, I like that sound effect.
So, well, you can have it. So, hey, no, Russell, thanks. What's your big news?
The big news is the reason I've come on your legendary breakfast show here on Radio X is to announce that last time you and I spoke, mate, on this radio show, you instructed me to start a radio show. I think you've even allocated the time slot. That's the kind of power you have on the airwaves.
I was close, yeah.
And I have accepted it, and from this Sunday between 11 and 1, I will be broadcasting live on Radio X. Me, the Russell Brand Show.
Hey. Yeah. Hey.
Congratulations. Brilliant. Now,
thanks.
I don't want to teach you to suck eggs.
Why? I've always wanted to know. They keep cracking in my mouth.
I would definitely schedule in a toilet break 10 minutes before the show.
Yeah, not during.
Because you don't... Well, you could. You could wear a man nappy or whatever they're called.
They're undignified. I'm never wearing one.
Okay. Yeah, probably wearing one again.
Depends how long you need as well. You can take a few records.
So you start this Sunday...
Yeah, that's right.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited. Live? Matt Morgan is good. Yeah, it's absolutely live on radio. I was thinking that is the kind of thing that Article 50 will trigger. Well, now we've triggered Article 50. Russell Brand goes back on the radio. That's reality now. So it's going to be me, Matt Morgan, who used to do radio shows with me. Yep. Noel Gallagher's coming on the first show for the second hour.
Oh, no way! Yeah. How have you managed to get him?
I asked him nicely.
Right.
Nicely. I said, I'll come and help us out on this radio show. Yeah. And Mr. G, who my mate who always summarises the show with poems, I asked him as recently as last night. I only signed the contract for this. Like, I was doing stand-up yesterday, and... our man Neil just turned up in the interval with a contract. Sign this because you're going on the radio.
Signed your life away now. You really have.
I don't like signing contracts. What are they? They're elaborate spells that tie you to things. Don't you think that when you sign up? And I mean, what makes it real? Why can't you just go, it's only a bit of paper? But it has meaning, doesn't it?
And it has lots of big words.
Yeah, and consequences. Yeah, the adult world.
Around that. I was really hoping that I had an idea for your for the first show.
Go on.
You could have had guest-wise Matt Deverson, who's the boss of Radio X, and Jonathan Ross, and just to watch how pale Matt would go as the chat went on. But either way, I'm sure that paleness will be appearing every Sunday from 11 on his face.
I want that man translucent. I want him to look like a carrier bag from a now defunct shop, like sort of Londis, circa 1980. Just pure air, a bag of air.
Now, what can we help you with now that we're all going to be on Radio X together? And by the way, now that you have this show, it's so good to have a guest on who doesn't, despite sitting in a studio where it says Radio X on every corner and every wall, doesn't call it XFM. It's so great to have that.
Yeah, it's refreshing, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I've been practicing, to be honest, in the car. Radio X, Radio X, Radio X. The key thing is to think of the word radio and not the symbol X, and then it sort of enters your consciousness on a different level. So, yeah, I think pronouncing it is like I'm okay on that front. I want the show to have a lot of listener content, so I need people to email at russell@radiox.co.uk with their stories and their, let's call it what it is, content.
Content, sure. Sure, why not?